Pete Rowan was a student at Colgate University at one time, and he studies the authentic music. At the festival here,
I'm about a fiddler too.
Right, I'll tell him about Gene. But
what nationality is that?
Great. But for 7 years, I've planned a bluegrass music festival, and I've had it. And I wondered who I was going to ask, what is bluegrass music? Bill Monroe or Carter Stanley or Mack Wiseman or Clyde Moody or Don Reno or Red Smiley, who? I think I'd rather ask Pete Rowan than any man I know what bluegrass music is. Pete, I sincerely mean it. If you, Carlton Haney, Pete.
He's smiling out. I'm asking everyone I can.
No, you come. I'd like to talk with him a second, Bill, because he had some good. What do you think bluegrass music? We've been talking about it here for 3 days now. And express, how can you tell bluegrass music, or what it does or what it is, bluegrass music?
Well, the best thing you can do is play music with Bill. And I guess the second best thing is buy all the records.
And that's bluegrass music. It can't be said. We've read books on it. We've written articles, as you've read in the paper and everything. We'd like to do a song that I was traveling with Bill Monroe, and Bobby Hicks recorded on a fiddle, the Roanoke piece. And he wrote it here in the city of Roanoke. And that's the reason it's called Roanoke. And Gene Loewinger, the new bluegrass fiddler of the country, is going to take over for all of them, and he is going to play Roanoke for you and Bill Monroe.